Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Your hometown. You're listening to WGN Radio's Your Hometown series. Come along as we head west to Elk Grove Village and explore a place that could be your hometown.
Longtime village trustee, and he's been the mayor there since 1997. Craig Johnson joins us now. Good morning, Mr. Mayor. How you doing today?
Good, Bob. How you doing today, buddy?
Well, I was doing okay, but then I realized that we don't have any baked goods here from the Jerish Bakery. That was expected today. Are they on the way, I hope, Mr. Mayor?
I'll talk to Ken, the owner, who I grew up with, and make sure we work something out for you, because there is nothing, trust me, there is nothing like their baked goods. And I grew up on them. We used to trick-or-treat and get their cookies. That's the place to be if you want good bakery goods.
Now we're getting somewhere. Let's talk a little bit about your place there, 20 miles northwest of Chicago, Elk Grove Village. What I find fascinating is the history of O'Hare. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, O'Hare Airport basically almost came into existence as far as a municipal airport about the same time Elk Grove started. And one of Elk Grove's key successes is having that right to the side of our largest business park in North America, which is home in Elk Grove Village. And it's a great partnership. Thus, they have all the expressways leading to the airport, leading their community. And it really helped make Elk Grove so successful that it is today and home to almost 5,000 businesses.
And, of course, the symbol for O'Hare, O-R-D, refers to Orchard Place. And was that where the Douglas Aircraft manufacturing plant was?
Well, I know, yeah. They did manufacture there. It was originally actually called Orchard Fields at one time before it moved on. And, yeah, they did manufacturing there. It was, private, used somewhat for the military. And then it became, obviously, now the second largest airport in America.
Did you ever have any elk actually roaming around out there?
No, they not that we're aware of. That was actually brought in by one of the original farmers, the Bussey family. They brought the elks in the 1920s. And we do have an elk herd right there in Bussey Woods, almost touching Elk Grove there. And that's actually how they got the name. When Syntex developed Elk Grove Village back in the 50s, they named it after the elk herd there, and that's how we got Elk Grove Village.
And Bussey Road refers to the Bussey family, huh?
Yep, a lot of our streets. Bussey family, Cosman family, Tawny family. These are all original farmers here, German farmers. They were here from the 1800s, and that's where the land was bought from when they developed the community.
Your place there, pretty much north of where we had the bad weather and the tornadoes, but did you check and make sure that your emergency alert system was working okay, the tornado warning sirens and so forth?
Well, you bring up a very sore point right now, because in Elk Grove and part of Mount Prospect, a neighboring town of ours, the sirens did not go off. So we are going through a very extensive investigation, and we will find out what happened. And I promise the people of Elk Grove that will never happen again. But luckily, the storms didn't hit Elk Grove. They were south of us, but that's no excuse. What happened will be rectified and will never happen again. That I guarantee.
Yeah, scary stuff. Let's talk a little bit about what you're doing to help people who are looking for work. You've got a big job fair coming up. It's the end of next month, correct?
Yes. What happened, Bob, was, my business is in Elk Grove, too. Actually, I want to brag a little bit. We're the oldest business in Elk Grove, family business. And as I drive around every day, work and all that, I see nothing but help wanted signs. Something I never seen my whole life here in Elk Grove. Never seen that before. Hmm. So realizing that the extra unemployment benefits run out September 6th, our thought was, for the first time ever, we're going to hold a giant job fair. We've got over 5,000 businesses out there. We're inviting every single one of them to come to the high school and set up if they have job openings, and I know they're out there and they're high-paying jobs, too. Some are six-figure jobs. And we're inviting, we're advertising everywhere to get as many people as possible to Elk Grove to connect them with potential jobs for them. We're doing breakout sessions to help them with resumes, help them make first good impressions, all that. And, Bob, anyone that comes and registers in advance, we will give them a free lunch.
Good deal.
As you know, Bob, everyone's, you know, hurting businesses, and having the largest business park in North America, we have thousands that are looking for people to work. So we're going to bring them together July 30th, which is getting close to that magical time when the extra benefits run out. So we thought that'd be a perfect time to match up businesses with people that need work and make it a win-win proposition.
And can people just show up?
Yeah, if we'd like them to pre-register, just go on elkgrove.org, pre-register. By pre-registering, you get the free lunch. But yes, if someone just wants to show up that day, it's from noon to 4 p.m. at Elk Grove High School at the corner of Arlington Heights Road and Elk Grove Boulevard. Can't miss it. You can come on in. And I'm serious, we're going to have hundreds of jobs available. And big thing, too, Bob, is these are high-paying jobs. And these are, like I say, some jobs are six figures. And we just want to connect the people with the jobs so we can keep this economy growing, get it moving again, and as the benefits start to run out, these people won't run out of money. They'll have a job to go into to set them up for the future.
You're going to get a big turnout, I have a feeling. And word is that the property tax is pretty good out your way. How have you managed to keep those low?
Well, we're proud of that, Bob. We've got the lowest property taxes in all Northwest Cook County. No offense to our neighbors in Schaumburg, Arlington Heights, and the rest. But the main reason is what I just talked about, that business park. That business park is the economic engine of the Northwest suburbs. It churns not just only Elk Grove, but it helps the county, helps the school districts. It helps everyone make a better living. And we're able to do that and still keep the lowest taxes. So we work very hard. We provide the best services of anybody, but we do them on a very cost-effective way. And that's how you keep prices down and taxes down, which is a win-win. And that's why so many businesses love to come to Elk Grove and call it their home.
Good for you. Well, we're happy to be spotlighting Elk Grove Village today and talking to Mayor Craig Johnson. And, Mr. Mayor, just want to point out, if you are talking to your friends there at the Jerish Bakery, we're at 303 East Wacker Drive here on the 18th floor. And anytime tomorrow between 5 and 9, we will be accepting deliveries.
I will make a personal call when I hang up, Bob, and talk to Ken himself and make sure you get taken care of, even if it requires me to get it down to you.
All right. Now we're getting somewhere with this hometown feature. Thanks so much, Mr. Mayor. Continued success to you and hi to everybody there 20 miles northwest of the city in beautiful Elk Grove Village.
And thank you again, my friend, and have a good, safe day.
You too.
Your hometown. Get your hometown content and submit your suggestions at WGNRadio.com/your hometown.